Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to When You Get Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. I am your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, yeah, there's a little bit of a downturn. Are you freaking out? I don't know why. Do you get a little freaked out when next time you go to the grocery store, when you walk into Rouse's and all the prices have gone down? What about last time you went to Lakeside Mall? What if you walked in there and everything was just a little bit cheaper? Would you be freaking out then? Yeah, so why are we freaking out now? Relax. This is a good thing. This isn't Hair on Fire. This isn't 1929. This isn't Herbert Hoover. This is a sale. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better give us a call, 504-260-0995. If you want to go ahead and get ready for the numbers segment, go to GregoryRicks.com, and under the Winning at Life tab, you'll see the page for the numbers. So when we break down what happened on Wall Street today, you can look at the exact same charts I'm looking at. Joining us now. Wait, Angie, where'd you go? Joining us now. Yeah, there he is. Hey, Gregory Ricks, out on assignment here. Now, I don't know if this is top secret government clearance or maybe Trump already told the Russian ambassador so you can disclose your location. Is that public knowledge yet?
Well, I will say it's Brazelton.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Well, that's the town I'm in.
Okay.
Brazelton.
Are we just going to leave it there?
Hmm. Are you wanting to drill down on it?
I don't know how sensitive.
Am I meeting with Russians, Chinese, and North Korean leaders?
Right. I mean, you could be. I just don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen.
I am not. It seems to cause enough trouble for the leader of our country, so I'm not like talking to those people anymore.
All right. While you're out, I still get the chance to pick your brain today. And did you like my assessment here? When you have a drop that's not – this isn't a catastrophic drop. This isn't a record-setting drop. This is just a drop. Is that a good way to temper people's enthusiasm? Would you be upset if next time you went to the store, if everything was cheaper, if you went to Rouse's and the milk was only $3 a gallon, would you really think there's something bad going on, or would you celebrate these low prices? Is that about what we see in the markets today, Gregory?
Well, we aren't at low prices. Look, this market has had quite a run-up, even though, you know, past few months kind of sideways.
Hey, it sounds like you're covering the microphone hole, Gregory.
I am not.
There you go. This
I actually thought I'd put it on speaker, but then you always tell, are you on speaker?
Uh-huh. That's
you
a no-no.
Off a speaker?
That's
yeah. No, not covering it up, but I am on my cell phone.
Sounds good now.
Well, this handheld computer that I get to talk on. I prefer that. Okay, so, and I don't think we're at much discounting here, but some things, you know, like financials, overall, we're kind of off 3% today. If there's some discounting, look, here's one way I look at it is every week we are able to find buys that have value or the potential to move up, and we've done well with that. Does that mean they were discounted? I don't know. But some of those positions did move down today. Could they move down further tomorrow? They could. But we've not had much volatility. Look, the VIX was recently, did it get under 9? I know it's been under 10.
I don't think it got under 9, but it got right about 2.9. And so now it's almost 16.
How calm things have been. So this, you know, the Dow's off, what, 1.78%?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not that much movement for right now. And let's say we have some discounting right now. That longer-term outlook is earnings have been really good. Earnings are going to improve. Jobs are going to improve here. Whether or not we get a health plan and a tax package done, we still have a lot of positive things going on. And what drives stock prices?
Earnings.
Exactly,
earnings.
Which leads to buying. And there you go. So if we do have discounting and a little bit more of this probably could create that, then, yeah, we've got long-term. What do we have? Potential to buy cheap and make money.
If you want to put in a little perspective, yeah, we took a big dive today, but this sets us all the way back on the calendar to the low, low levels we were at back on April 27th. So it doesn't sound so bad when you just make it a three-week deal.
Yeah, it doesn't go very far back. Now, the thing is, if it went back to, say, November, then we've done something.
Okay, you want to just finish up doing the numbers here? Because all three of our major indices were in the red, Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P. But what's the story behind the NASDAQ taking such a bigger bite? It was down more than 2.5%, while the other guys were down about 1.8%.
Oh, I can't even see the numbers. I'm sitting here trying to pull up. I don't even think I've turned on the internet.
All right. Well, then look. Let's
How
look
much?
At,
I'll go ahead.
You're gonna ask about Apple, aren't you?
Well, I'm kind of talking on my phone, so I'm trying to get into this computer here, and I just didn't get back to the room in time.
No problem.
Which I can have that up shortly.
All right. Well, let me tell you what catches your eye here. Netflix is down 3.9% in one day. Facebook is down 3.3% in one day. Apple's down 3.3% in one day. Google's down 2.5%, so not so bad. Twitter, 6.2% in the negative. So,
well, Twitter, they don't make money anyhow, so I don't. What good is discounting?
Yeah, well, look,
they don't make money.
Yeah, you have the Dow only down 1.78, but the big guys are even are going in the wrong direction at an even greater clip. You know,
well, we've seen that with Netflix in the past that it'll kind of move too far, but it's one of those mainstays in its business. Facebook. I think everybody on the planet uses that. So where is that going? So that's where, when you kind of look, have to consider, is there some discounting? It sure sounds like it. Heck, I'd like some of those to move down a little bit more. Then we might get in a position to buy. But, you know, it's still, it all needs to line up. But for those to move down that much is a little surprising.
Yeah, you know, Amazon only down 2.2%, but again, that might be a little dip here. The other turnaround I'm looking at here is when you go to commodities. Gold actually had a pretty good day, if you can believe that. It's at 1260 even on its last trade for.
That's because the dollar went down. Oil was up despite OPEC trying to renew a meeting and having that later this month. Inventories are up. They're trying to do the continuation of 1,000 barrels a month reduction, and you've got the IEA basically saying that Shell production is going to increase by 780,000 barrels this year. And you've got a couple of non-OPEC members actually increasing production because and not having any caps. And believe this, who do you think's the head of OPEC?
Saudi Arabia, I suppose.
Yeah, they increased their production by 50,000 barrels a day since March. Interesting, huh? But look, the dollar dropping caused oil to go up, caused gold to go up, good things, and also people bailing out the market caused interest rates to drop, so your bonds and treasuries are looking better today, too. It's not all ugly.
Well, the market did do that one thing that it does only on average of seven times a year. It closed at its lowest point of the trading day.
We've had that happen twice this year now, I believe it is.
Well, we get seven of them a year, so I think we're about due. It sounds about right on schedule, too. But that means that last little pump where people go in and they just want to end their positions and not sleep on it. They didn't do that today. That last little pop was a sell, or how about no, we don't buy?
Yeah, no buying at the end of the day. We'll have to see what futures look like in the morning or later this evening. But this basically added up to a global sell-off everywhere. Globally was being sold. And you talk about, and that's what I was wanting to see here on my chart, which I finally have the numbers pulled up. Russell was off a little more than the NASDAQ, but that was a big swing for the NASDAQ. It kind of stays closer to the Dow and S&P this year, where the Russell swings a bit wider. It was off 2.78%. we had 10-year treasuries, a price swing of 4/32 negative. So we're at 2.239%. So you see what happens when equity starts selling? There's some good news into the mix, too.
So money's pouring into bonds already. That quick, huh? Just walked right across the aisle?
Yeah, it's just like the room next door. Just pile that money over there. It'll be fine.
Well, explain to me the connection here between the news that is being blamed for this move. There's no way the head of the FBI does or does not affect the financial markets. You know, there's not a direct tangent here. It just kind of speaks to the larger partisan gridlock in Washington. And the feeling I get is, I guess this means I'm not getting my tax cut. Is that what all this is based on?
Well, you know, we've talked about this, James, a good bit lately, and to our audience about it, that, God, we don't have high confidence. I don't have high confidence that the health care is going to get done, or tax reform, or maybe only part of it. And there's more to discuss about September as well with that. But what you have is confidence eroding with what's going on. Can this get done? And then where we were talking about winning more seats for the Republican side, and it's not we, but Republicans winning more seats because of the Democrats not doing so much, but that may not go that way if Trump can't keep his house in order. And one of the bigger problems, I think, you know, from a business standpoint, he's a businessman coming into the office, and from a businessman standpoint, just say businessman here in the city. Who's our DA?
Leon Canizero.
Yeah, and now he's gotten a little problem with fake subpoenas, I understand. And then you have some big business guy here in town to, you know, catch him over lunch. And I said, look, my friend that runs his company, you know, he's really a good guy. You know, maybe I shouldn't be so hard on him. What do you think Canizero would do? Canizero said, you know, it's not really anything we can talk about, if you understand. I said, yeah, but I just won't tell you, he's a good guy. So that doesn't go anywhere. Doesn't make the news. But Trump does something like that. And then you have somebody writing notes. They're taking the conversation as, yeah, the guy walked up to me, started pressuring me to let up off of his friend.
All right, well, hang on.
I can't do that.
We got to hit pause just for a second. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. You're listening to Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks, who's joining us on the phone. This is iHeartRadio. What do you do when you want Gregory Ricks to be the guy to take care of your financial situation? James Parker here, Gregory Ricks Live. That's what you do. 401ks, IRAs, inherited money, pension buyout, Social Security. Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. Find out if we're right for you. Thursday, June 1st, Ruth's Chris in Metairie. RSVP with the Gregory Ricks & Associates app. Go to GregoryRicks.com or call 504-832-9200.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Hi, James. Hi, Mr. Ricks. I love your show every day. I have a question on IRAs.
Hi, I want to state first, I'm a big fan of your show. There's a ton of knowledge you guys give out, and I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I listen to you guys as often as I can, and thank you very much for your advice, Gregory,
okay.
And I'll be calling you up. Thank you so much.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5, WRNO.
Gregory Ricks & Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Stephanie from Dwell Nola Realty.
The title companies, at least the ones that Tracy and I work really closely with, and the lenders that we work closely with, they know their stuff, and that makes our lives a whole lot easier.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
What do I cherish? precious moments watching Dad read to my little Eric. That's why I'm so grateful I insisted on an eye exam when I noticed him struggling with the words on the page. We found out Dad has age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Fortunately, the doctor caught it in time for treatment, so Dad can still read. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on preventing and managing AMD. A cure is in sight.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
You could be up 132% in a security, but how is it behaving for you lately? And when there's winners, there's always losers. If you have a lot of tolerance for that going the wrong way, or your gains you've built up going the wrong way, that's problematic. And what are you going to do with that next correction? How are you protecting it? Put a real narrow stop loss on it. What's going to happen if this thing takes a dip? You're keeping your money. If it continues to move up, we'll shift that stop up as it continues to move up. Keep that tight stop loss and capture more of the gains if there's more there.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
To deliver, small enough to care. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. I am your co-host, James Parker. If you want to get involved, 504-260-0995. But if you want to take it the next step besides just calling in, saying hi, and asking a question, if you want to get involved with Gregory Ricks and Associates, come on out and meet us at the next Gregory Ricks Live. That event is June 1st, 6:30 p.m., Ruth's Chris in Metairie, centrally located in the broadcast audience of our fine show. So even if you have to drive a little bit, I promise it's not too far. We have people coming in from probably further than you're listening to right now. And what is it? It's just a financial first date. You come in, you meet us, you meet our staff. If you like what you see, you know, we give you a little presentation. And what we're really looking for is to make sure our philosophies match up. Because everyone does it a little bit different. And it's just like picking out a doctor, you know, when grandma gets cancer and you have to go pick out an oncologist, you're like, just give me the first person. What's he going to do? Slice into her lungs and cut out some haphazard tissue. Yeah, just the first guy. I'll take it. You shouldn't do that with your oncology. You shouldn't do that with your money either. This is your life's work. You need to go out and meet who you're working with and find out what they're all about and make sure it's a good fit. So it's a financial first date. RSVP on the website, gregoryricks.com. You can RSVP on the app, or you can call the office directly, 504-832-9200. All right, now Gregory Ricks, was trying to do some just brilliant intellectual digging for the purposes of the show, and it fell flat on its face. The comparison that I keep hearing is, this is like Watergate. Well, this is Trump's Watergate, or this could be Watergate. And I was like, well, okay, how did Watergate affect the economy? And, you know, basically the beginning of 1973 through when Nixon stepped on that helicopter and strangely just flew off the White House lawn in, I believe it was August of 1974. I mean, off the top of your head, Gregory, how do you think the markets did? How do you think GDP did? How do you think the economy did during that span?
I think the economy did fine.
Yeah, it was really a mixed bag, and it's so hard to put any sort of analysis on anything that happened through the entirety of the 70s, because if you look at the stock market itself, for some reason, it went through a malaise during that whole decade. It topped out in the late 60s, just under 1,000, and then it didn't cross that threshold. It came down, didn't cross that threshold again until 1982. So they had sort of this up and down volatility going on throughout the 70s, and it really seemed to be independent of Watergate. But here's the first number that I'm going to tell you, Gregory, that's going to get your eyebrows to pop up. That first quarter of 1973, the very beginning of the Watergate scandal, GDP hit an annualized rate of 10.2%. What kind of fantasy number does that sound like now, Gregory?
That's a fantasy. Jeez, can we get to 4? 4. No, don't wish that. Can we get to 3?
Yes, we haven't been to 3 in over 10 years.
Can we get to 1?
So sad. Okay. Okay, well, that makes you think, well, scandal, that's gangbusters. Hey, if the president and the powers that be are all tied up digging in each other's belly buttons, they're not putting their boot on our throats, we can run crazy there. Now, it's not that simple, though, Gregory. If you take the next year, the first quarter of 1974, what do you think the GDP did?
Dropped.
Yeah, it went down 3.3% in the first quarter of 1974. It seemed to be wholly independent and not even paying attention to what was going on in D.C. So,
well, when we went to break, what I was kind of getting to is Trump might still be acting like he's a businessman, and he's not. He is now a fully elected politician. And leaders like this, what they say affects markets or bring in the question. Not saying he should not say anything, but you know what? Maybe you should get a second opinion before you shoot off a tweet that, like, what could this do? Am I overreacting? There's a lot of stuff. I'll take a pause on a thought of, well, you know what? Maybe I should just send him an email. Or a text, and then maybe I wait around and I said, nah, I'm not sending anything. You know, my feelings and attitude, and maybe I gain more information from it. But when he talks to people, he's got to understand humans. What humans have this problem of keeping secrets. As in they don't. That's why reality shows are such big, because it's human drama, and somebody tells something and it goes to somebody else and they have trouble with it. Just like, well, is this off the record? Sure, it's off the record, so tell me it. And then next thing you know, it's in the news. Reporter will tell you whatever you want to hear. And then is it completely accurate? And then you've got Comey's version of what Trump said, and it might have just been more of that conversation. Do you kind of see it to where we could, lay off this guy? He's really a good guy and didn't do anything wrong. And Comey basically just should have said, you know, we can't have this conversation, no matter how nice he is, whether or not he's a butt of yours. I'm president, you're president, I'm FBI director. We're not having this conversation. And you need to be careful, Mr. President, going forward with those type of things. It could be misunderstood. It's a conversation they should have had, and Trump needs to realize it.
See, but that doesn't sound like a businessman, because I know businessmen like to hold their cards close to the vest. There's a lot that hangs in the balance of intellectual property. I think this is the entertainer side of Trump that's always speaking out, because that's good for ratings. Yeah, and he's not a typical businessman. You know, the typical businessman doesn't put his name on everything he does, and that's where the value is. The typical businessman actually does whatever the business is, but, you know, so much of Trump's income and his value as a brand is just being able to slap that name, whether it's on a building or a university or a steak, you know, or a casino. So he's kind of lived by the fame way of approaching things, and that doesn't go so well when you're not an entertainer anymore.
Here's the problem. Okay, let's erase the Comey thing. Say that goes away, that's noise, and Comey doesn't have notes and doesn't recall the company. Just say none of that's happening. What we do have an underlying problem of is where he was elected as the guy that always gets things done. In business, he always has. Amazingly, gets things done. And figures out how to work it, how to negotiate it. That hasn't gone well for him. Granted, he's what, been in office less than 4 months?
Yeah.
But still, it's kind of problematic. We can't get the Democrats on the repeal and replace vote in the House. Every Democrat voted no. And what happened in the Republican side? You had mostly yes, but you had a bunch of them vote no as well. How's that for pulling everybody together?
Yeah, but he doesn't really even seem to be too involved in that process. He didn't want it to be called Trump Care, and Didn't seem he just let Paul Ryan write the bill and support whatever came out of their committees. And yeah, you would think that would help too.
Yeah, just an observation going there, but we've got a lot more going on than just that. But it creates concerns, and that's why we've got market is reacting to, can this guy get some stuff done? It's great. And then he keeps having drama come up, like the Comey thing, or he tweets about somebody. So I think whatever happens here is not the big deal to come, because if he's lost credibility and he can't be the guy to get things done, we have a debt ceiling coming up again in September. And this is supposed to be following getting the tax package done. And then he also, in one of his comments a few weeks ago, said, well, you know what? We can just let it shut down, referring to the government. Is that going to be a push come to shove and have that happen? Remember, August of 2011? Big correction that week.
Yeah. Then again, we said back in the fall, no matter who gets elected, this has to end at some point. We are on one of the longest bull runs in market history. I think we're on the second longest one now, officially, right? So stocks have to go down. It's just waiting for that cycle to pop itself, and it's looking for any excuse. And so now,
well, we've had two corrections in the past 24 months. Yeah, it's a little less time than that, but just throwing a wide net over it, that still didn't stop the bull. And we could be leading up to real economic expansion with money coming to work here and jobs. That's one thing he has created is confidence if he doesn't let this make it all go away. Remember, the market doesn't know where it's at. We know where it's at. We kind of refer to it as some entity that's self-aware. It's not. This thing could run a few more years.
Then it would be the longest bull market in history. But that would
earnings
also
driven. It's earnings driven,
and that would also make this one heck of a buying opportunity. This could be like the last significant pullback for a while, and it's the last chance to go shopping while everything is on sale. So we're going to step aside for about 3 minutes here. When we return, I want to talk about how to make money off of this dip. You know, you hear about those guys that make money when the market's going up, they make money when the market's going down. Well, what are the opportunities here? We'll talk about that next. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. You're listening to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Have you always wanted to try out your acting chops on stage? Maybe you're a seasoned actor looking for your next production. The Jefferson Performing Arts Society is holding auditions for Jambalaya the Musical. Auditions will be held May 27th and 28th. Rehearsals begin June 17th with performance dates in July. Actors, singers, and dancers are all needed. Performers are paid for this production. Go to jpas.org. A message from WRNO Communities, helping to make a difference in New Orleans.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Honestly, the companies don't want you to stay in their 401k if you left, because they have a good bit of liability with you staying there. So there may be encouragement, or some plans are adjusted to you've left the company, you have to move the plan. So if you do a rollover to an IRA, now how many choices do you have? everything you have, you know, your Wall Street choices, equities, mutual funds, ETFs, bonds, tremendous amount of choices. Or you're going to now actually have safe money choices as well. If you want to go no risk with that money, you can do that as well.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
We've got a map of callers where they call from around the country, and it's really surprising how the audience and this show has grown. Thank you to all of you that are listening through the radio in your car or at home or on the stream through the iHeartRadio app.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO. Contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks and Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
Those stars need to be whisked on. Your skin needs to be kissed.
Your daily dose of financial wisdom. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Checking your makeup in my Ray-Bans, breaking hearts like only you can.
Welcome back, Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. I'm your co-host, James Parker. Gregory, didn't you see this live last weekend, iHeart Country Music Festival?
Absolutely.
Yeah, lucky dog.
To perform Snapback.
Right on. Oh, hey, and before we start talking about how, you know, when you see a big dip like this, it's a money-making opportunity. Remember we reported a couple months ago that Crayon was jettisoning one of the colors. They got rid of Dandelion. They replaced it with a new color of blue.
Okay.
And
that blue is?
Well, it's a brand new color. It's called Yinmen Blue. I don't know where they came up with the name from. I mean, they explain it, but it refers to the chemicals that make it up. So I think they got to give it a much better color than that, or a much better name, because they're very good at marketing these. Because I remember when they took away one of the colors I liked back in the day, because they struck a bunch of colors in the early 90s, they replaced one of the new colors was macaroni and cheese. And that sounds like a stupid name for a color, but when you see the color, you're like, okay, no, I get it. That's actually the perfect name for it. So this is what you got to do. There's a new blue out there. It's called Yinmen Blue. And
well, how did they know we were missing this blue? They get a lot of feedback or something. You know, I've been seeing this blue, but I can't find it in my crayons.
Well, that's the story behind that. There's actually an answer for it. Oregon State University chemist accidentally discovered a new shade of blue. They were heating up some chemicals to try and find some semiconductor materials to be used in electronics. And for I don't know how some nerd went, wait a second, is that a shade of blue no one's ever seen before? Yeah, let's catalog that. So Yinmen Blue is not going to work as the long-term color. So now Crayon, in a move of what I consider marketing brilliance, is having a contest to name the new blue. So
somebody tripped over a new blue, so now we have it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, gosh, what would have happened if we hadn't bought that blue?
Well, listen, this is first off, kudos to Crayon for their marketing acumen and getting the public involved in this new process, because, you know, you could be part of history. The Crayon box counts for something. It is the color box of record here. But I also have an interesting piece of optimism for the people who vote on online polls, because you get wacky names. And there is a Coast Guard ship right now that's used for scientific purposes, and they had an online contest named Name Our New Research Vessel. And the one that named was Bodie McBoatface.
And you know what they did? They said, fine, then that's going to be the name. So there is a research vessel out there stocked full of doctors called Bodie McBoatface. So I don't, maybe they could do like, maybe they could do Confederate Monument Blue, or they could do Trump's Blue Eyes, or do something just to troll the poll. And if it wins, then that's got to be on the color for until they change their mind.
Right.
Well, you have beautiful blue eyes, Gregory Ricks. Maybe it should be Gregory Ricks blue eyes.
We'll have to see if it matches up with my blue.
I think it's actually a little bit darker than yours, but
oh well, then I don't have the rare blue.
All right, Gregory, hanging out with you.
Ruined my day. Thanks, Jane.
Yeah, right.
Hey. Bad enough the market went down.
All right, let's switch gears here, though, because this is going to be the useful part of the show, not us talking about crayons. Well, I had a friend, one of my best friends, his dad was a doctor growing up, and it stunk hanging out with him when we were at church or a football game or something, because people were constantly coming up to him saying, hey, man, my elbow kind of hurts. Can you just look at it real quick? Because he was a doctor. I've seen the same thing happen to you, and this has to be one of those times. Hey, man, don't you know how to make money off of when there's a little bit of bloodbath going down Wall Street these days? And so what's the quick answer? If you got pulled aside at an Irish pub tonight and someone said, oh, you're a financial guru, huh? How do you make money off this downturn? Where would you start with that answer?
It's not any different than how we look at making buys, because we're searching 6,000 securities a day. We have unique technicals that we follow that put basically signal to us that this momentum has changed and it's still heading up. A lot of these that are discounting doesn't mean they're in a downturn, but there's something we just call it the channels. And what it could be is their price point, even though overall they've got upward momentum, but they have a price point dip that would tell us, because one of the things when we decide to buy something that we like, it doesn't mean we go buy it that day, because remember, everything goes up and down. And what we want to buy is on that lower end of that down part where it's kind of turned and moved back up. So we know we're buying it at a discount to its average price. Does that make a little sense there? So what we're looking is to buy it at the right price, and it moves up. These dips could create a bunch of those opportunities. Now, I don't know how the market's going to perform, but this doesn't mean that these have lost momentum or this bull market has stopped, because the last two corrections did not end the bull market. So even if this turned into a correction, it's going to create a buying opportunity and create a lot more selection or a whole vast amount for a short period of time to win from.
So it sounds like you already have this formula for picking stocks, and it just becomes more attractive when there's a downturn.
It becomes more attractive, and we have more to choose from. We're still going to be selective, then all of a sudden we have abundance of selection, so we'll be even more selective. But you know, there's companies that just go up because of what they're doing, and you name some of them, Facebook. I'm sure it's upward trajectory has not changed, nor has Netflix. Also, what, they're going to quit making money? Trump's mad at the FBI and they're not getting along, and taxes may be cut. People going to turn off their Facebook and stop streaming movies?
No, right.
No. You just got a discount. For some reason, they're sold. Somebody's raising cash. Somebody's panicking. Somebody might have margins or a lot and have to be sold, or they have to sell a portion of their portfolio. And remember, here's a bigger picture of it and how everything's tied to indexes of some form, you know. And what do we have more in? What was that news the other
day? We now have more indexes than securities, right? We just passed this quarter.
Okay, so these major indexes, IBM starts selling off dramatically, the index goes down. What does the index affect? It affects most positions in that index, so they're all kind of going down. So you can see where a market can affect securities, because selling is happening when there's nothing. Did something change about Facebook or Netflix today?
No. Same companies.
And let's say you have a stop loss and it puts you out of it, but the stock continues down, then it turns. Guess what? You're buying back in at a lower position. So, well, heck, I wish I didn't get put out of that. Well, you did. Okay, now we buy back at a lower position.
Did the what about folks who have 401k money? Is it time for them, if they were piling back in, to start piling back out? Did we cross? Looks like we're close to the 100-day moving average, depending on where you zoom in or zoom out.
We only erased a few weeks of market gains here. One day doesn't make a decision on this. Here is something I'm going to add to the mix of discussion is, we don't need to make decisions based on our immediate emotions. I think it's a problem Trump has. Reacting. You and I've done that, James. But what's scary is doing that with your money. We don't have enough information. One day does not make a trend in the market. A bunch of days can, but not one day. So don't let this scare you into shifting your 401k or piling money in yet. This is a 1.78% move, and it only erased a few weeks worth, not months or a year.
Yeah, it takes us back to April 27th.
We have another 1.78% tomorrow. Our conversation's probably changing some tomorrow evening on the show.
All right, I'm keeping an eye on that 100-day moving average, because it has crossed if I'm zoomed in on a 5-day chart, but it hasn't crossed if I'm on a 1-year chart. And if I'm on the 6-month chart, it's really close. 3-month chart, it looks like they're together. It's so hard to tell on some of these technicals, Gregory. All right, hang on just a second. We got to take one more break here, and in 3 minutes, we'll continue with some financial goodness, including a nice little cut from Charles Payne here. And we have another health insurer that's going to quit some healthcare markets. Actually, I should say all of the few remaining markets it was in. Yikes. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. Do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
First rule is avoid losing money. Rule number two is have your money making money when it should. Third is the return of your money is more important than the return on your money. So what are your exits? How do you get it out?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. Everything is up for the world to see. But what if the sharing could be used to make a difference? The National MS Society is building a place where everyone can share their experiences for good. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Because together, we are stronger. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
You know, once you pass away, it's not something that you can get a mulligan on. It has to be done ahead of time, and the results of it not being done ahead of time can be very, very drastic.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
If you're taking distributions from qualified money, that could be your 401k, 457, 403b, IRA, Roth, pre-59 and a half, there's 10% penalties. If you separate from employment from that company and this separation happens after your 55th birthday, it's not, oh, I retired at 54, now 55, I can take the money. No, the separation has to be after your 55th birthday. Then the age 55 exception means you can take money from that company plan and not have to pay that 10% early withdrawal penalty.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. Winning at Life on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Hey, welcome. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. Your home away from the show, GregoryRicks.com and the Gregory Ricks and Associates app on GregoryRicks.com. Hey, I pulled off two more videos today, and you know, we're filling out the educational portion of the website for so many people who, you know, there's a group of people who are clients out there of Gregory Ricks. Really, just two kinds of people in the world: people who are clients of Gregory Ricks and people who aspire to be clients of Gregory Ricks. Now, most of us are in the aspiring column, but how do we make that transition? Well, it starts with GregoryRicks.com. Go there and you can see some of the advice we've given on a whole myriad of topics. And I'm actually going through some of our TV archives saying, you know what? We didn't pull that out the first time around. I'm going to pull that out. I'm going to file that and make it searchable by category on GregoryRicks.com. But also the Gregory Ricks and Associates app will keep you in touch with the show. Send us a text message. You can call the office. You don't even have to remember a phone number. You just thumb your way over there. It'll splinter you out into all of our social media contacts. You can find us on Periscope here and come pump some hearts, all that good stuff. Our next Gregory Ricks Live event, you can also RSVP on the website or the app. That's coming up June 1st, 6:30 p.m. Ruth's Chris in Metairie. You'll meet Gregory Ricks. You'll meet James Parker. You'll meet the Total Wealth Authority. And in fact, in the Total Wealth Authority, Gregory Ricks, Dwayne Stein had a little newsletter that went out today. And he's been teaching the world about how the great effect world strife, economic strife, political strife can have on interest rates, and they're headed straight down, just like we've been reporting here in the numbers. And in the newsletter he sent out today, Gregory, he's like, I hope they impeach him so we can get these rates to go down even lower.
Dwayne wants more uncertainty.
Hey, it's good for business. It's great for his business. Well, it was sort of unfortunate because there was a He may have had too much influence. Rates had come up, and he's like, what we need is a good bombing or a good missile strike to get right back down below 4%. And wouldn't you know it, like that weekend, Donald Trump floated 49 Tomahawk missiles. We're like, are they listening to the show? And sure enough, it did get below 4% again. So we're like, all right, that sounds so wrong, but factually, it's correct.
Well, I want to change something I said, you know, where I said about emotions affecting us. I'm wrong. I used the wrong word. Impulses. You got to separate impulses out from emotions, actually, and understand what they are. And so many times, gosh, you should sleep on things instead of that impulse to make sure that's the correct decision.
Now, why are you making the big differentiation there? What's the difference between emotion and impulse?
And I think everything we kind of do is decided by emotion because we're humans. But the impulses is like an immediate reaction, or that emotion caused this immediate impulse to do something right now. I've got to do something right now. No, you don't. But what you want to do is add in the data to that impulse and make sure it's correct. As an example of what you were saying about the 100-day moving average, I just pulled up a chart. I don't see the bull market ending. I do see a crossover as far as what happened on securities today. The S&P 500 did drop below the 50-day moving average, but it has not dropped below the 100-day moving average. So you have a number of technicals we look at kind of move down, but nothing that changes everything. And that's our short-term view that we look at. And the long-term view is really still intact. And if I probably go back to that, I don't think there was a crossover, but we don't, on our long-term view, we don't use the 50-day moving average. Just kind of was pointing that out, and we need more information to see if this is a downward trend. You know, I still think this North Korean guy, whether he's testing missiles or hacking the rest of the world's computers, not quite sure about that, but one day he's going to go too far, and we're going to cause a market correction because of what's having to be done, and maybe it gets out of hand for a short period of time. These things happen, whether it's news, some crazy leader of another country, or, you know, a black swan effect, well, something we don't see coming. These things come along. Sometimes it's not a big deal. Sometimes it could compound. Something happened, like 9/11. That market was on edge, ready to fall, and what did it do? Pushed it off the cliff. And what did the market do over time? It came back. But what you started the show off with, what did it create a whole bunch of?
Uncertainty. Oh, discounts, right. Sales. Yeah. Sales time.
Oh, yeah, there was uncertainty. But, yeah, everything was on ridiculous sell.
All right, let me run this by you, Gregory Ricks. Charles Payne on Fox Business this morning was filling in for James Varney, but he put together about a 90-second guideline on buying when you're in the discount zone, which is where we're at now. This is a clearance. This is a red apple sell of stocks. Go.
You got to think about how to handle yourself in this environment. First of all, what are your rules of engagement? When the market hits one of these air pockets, there are several things that you want to do as an investor. And think of it this way. They're almost exactly opposite of instructions given by airline attendants, right? You don't ball up into the fetal position or the crash position. You don't close your eyes. You don't reach for the oxygen. You don't scream. This is what you do. You look for opportunities. Now is the time to put together your buy list and even begin to put on some new positions. Now, how do you do it? How do you populate your list? Well, think about this. The buy on dip approach to this market has worked for the past 8 years. I'm sticking with it because the underlying fundamentals give me a lot of confidence. And the great news is that the timing is perfect. We're just about done with earnings season, so we already have a list of names that we know fit these descriptions, right? They beat on the top and bottom lines already. We know this. They took market share, critical. They expanded their margins. That goes straight down to the bottom line. Offered strong guidance, and more importantly, they popped after those earnings were released. So, you know, Wall Street was happy with it. If they pull back, you got a great shot. So you have your list. And now the big question is, when do you pull the trigger? Well, the mainstream media's war against the White House will never stop. And the big economic data points that could change sort of the investment narrative don't happen for a couple of weeks. We're talking about the job support and other things. So I think in this case, you're going to have to rely on charts. I'm also comfortable, though, with the fact that I'm not going to pick the bottom. You should not think that you're going to pick the bottom, but you must understand this, and it's critical. It's better to have an entry price on the way down rather than waiting for a reversal, because these quick gains are going to go so fast, you're going to say, I missed it. That's happened to you over and over, hasn't it?
I thought that was a nice little concise, about a minute and 40 seconds. Look for the guys.
Actually, that are doing... he's 100% right.
And
you've got to go to charts and technicals or utilize those people that understand that and where and when to buy, because that's the big decision. That's the guys that get paid the big bucks, is the ones that make those decisions and get it right. When they get it wrong, they get away from it quickly.
Yeah, we could probably say
they might want to call our office. But, you know, we're on that. That's what we're looking for. Once again, discounting. We're always looking for value, even in this overpriced, overheated market. And this doesn't cease to be overheated because of one day.
Right. And
what it is more opportunities.
You maybe could have heard it in his voice, but he's almost giddy about this downturn because he knows it's not catastrophic, and he's going shopping. You know, it's almost like he already has his wish list picked out. It's like, oh, I wish I'd have gotten Apple when it was down at 92. I'll wait for it to give me another little dip here, and I'll jump in on it.
Yeah, well, there's stuff we have that we want more of at a discount.
Oh, hey, since we only got a couple minutes here, I want to dispel a very scary headline that I saw on a few outlets today. I don't know if you saw it, Gregory, because you've been out on assignment. But is Congress coming after your 401k? And part of the tax reform proposals have to deal with your retirement accounts. And this isn't in anyone's proposal, this isn't codified into law or a bill or anything. But one of the things that's been tossed around is treating all 401ks and traditional IRA contributions as if they were Roth IRA contributions, which means the government's more than willing to give up more money in the future for just a little bit of money right now.
Yeah, they need tax revenue.
Doesn't sound like it's going to happen, but that still wouldn't really be the end of the world. Do you think? That's not the same as coming after your 401k. They're not going to be draining principal out of it.
Okay, we can't get corporate taxes bumped down 5 or 10%, let alone to 15%. So you think they're going to write the IRS code on how 401ks are run completely? No.
Well, only because more than half the country or somewhere close to it has a 401k. You know, you get enough people who aren't invested.
Yeah, but most people aren't doing Roths, and what you're shifting is money going in from pre-tax to after-tax. Yeah, you can grow it tax-free, but we're not going to allow pre-tax contributions anymore. That's a huge, huge leap in giving up a gazillion dollars in the future.
All right, that's going to do it for today's show. Your home away from the show, GregoryRicks.com and the Gregory Ricks & Associates app. Our next Gregory Ricks live event, June 1st. It's a Thursday, 6:30 p.m., Ruth's Chris in Metairie. RSVP at the website or the app. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
With Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.
Thank you for tuning in to Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. If you need to contact the office, find our next live event, listen to the show live or on demand, remember the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.